Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
How exciting is this?
With Waitrose.
Over on Virgin Radio.
Up and at 'em, come on, things to do. Don't cheer, you'll just embarrass yourselves. We're not bored of it yet, so it's lovely. There's no stopping them. No stopping them.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
Oh, there's nothing nicer, is there? Nothing nicer.
With Waitrose. Food to feel good about.
I mean, what's not to like?
Saturday and Sunday from 9:30.
Over on Virgin Radio.
Whenever any of us find out our next guest is starring in something, our instinctive reaction is, oh, she's great! She's a fully-fledged national treasure who stars in a new drama, The Castaways, on Paramount Plus from Boxing Day. And you know it's going to be a good morning when we're in with Sheridan Smith!
Sheridan! Happy Christmas! How you doing?
That is the nicest intro
ever!
Ever!
Sheridan, welcome to the show. Welcome to the top of the tower. Take a look.
This
what have you?
Beautiful.
Isn't it gorgeous?
And happy Christmas. Look at all your lovely decorations.
I know. And we got loads of free stuff. People keep sending us free stuff. We got the gluten-free flapjack selection. There you go.
Wow. Wait, that looks delicious.
Guess where they're going?
Where?
Coming home with me.
You've got your steamer there.
I've got my steamer. Yes, this is my great Dr. Nelson's inhaler.
I've got one of those.
Yeah, of course you have.
Because I have to for the singing.
Some people, some vocalists, some people who use their voice for a lot better purposes than I do come in here and they've never seen one of these. And I'm thinking, are you actually in show business?
I mean, I don't use it very often. But I should.
Yeah, well, there's various different sizes. They're brilliant. They're brilliant.
It's hard for you to see them. It's not good for a listener, isn't it?
Yeah, but well, this will all be on the telly later. That's it. Look, you're there. You're on the camera there. I'm on the camera here. Various other people are on cameras. By the way, Sinead and Sheridan separated at birth, I'm saying. You're both gorgeous.
Both
gorgeous. You're really chippy. You're really.
That's a compliment.
You've got great energy. Seriously.
Love Sinead.
You do.
Well, it's a big compliment for me, but I'm
Sheridan
sure
came in straight away. I said, you're going to love Sinead. She went, I already do.
I grabbed her and hugged her. Sorry. Yeah, I'm a big one.
SWAT numbers and everything. They're going out for a Christmas drink later after
we're
the show.
We're going to play Sisters in the next job.
Sisters. Sheridan Smith, The Castaways. The Castaways, all episodes available on Paramount Plus, but unfortunately, from Boxing Day, but unfortunately, not on my telly last night. I thought I'd got the whole series, so I watched all three. And 10 minutes from the end of episode three, which I now know is episode three, because there's five, I thought, they're going to have to wrap this one up pretty swiftly. There's a lot of loose ends still. I'm just going to be like the most sort of profound, prolific last 10 minutes of a show ever. There's two more passwords, two more secret links.
Two more secret links. Did they not send you them all?
No.
Oh, no.
No, but I loved them. I watched 3 hours last night.
I can't believe you actually sat
honestly,
and watched
I thought,
them.
I thought
you
it's
do
fantastic.
Your research, don't you? You're so good.
Well, I think it's important. I think it's all the better
That's
for it.
So
I'm more
nice.
Invested in everything. You can tell that I've watched them. So you play Laurie.
I play Laurie.
All right, so there are big planes and there are small planes.
Yeah.
And there are thunderstorms.
Yes.
And there are electric storms. And sometimes planes go down.
Yeah.
Can you frame it for us? What happens?
So Castaways, I don't really know how to do it without spoilers.
I know.
Because there's so many spoilers.
That's why I just gave it over to you.
Thanks for that, Chris. I love you. It's on Boxing Day. It's about two sisters mainly.
Mm.
That one gets on the plane. They have a huge row.
They're on holiday anyway.
Yeah, they're on holiday anyway. Then they go into
island hopping, aren't they?
Yes.
So they're in Fiji. They're on the big holiday. They're bezzy mates. They love each other to death. They couldn't be more different.
Yeah.
Because your sister's posh because she was born after you moved down to London when
like
you were
9. Yeah, 10-year age gap.
So you're a northerner and she's a southerner. You're working class, she's posh, but you're genuinely sisters.
Yes, and also our parents died. So I've kind of mothered her and not not had my own children. But we have a huge bus stop, which you never really see, but she doesn't get on the plane.
Yeah.
And then there's a plane crash.
Right.
So, and then she will... it's basically the two sisters going on these two different journeys, and I go from, like, this war... I end up on this, like, castaway island and go from this wallflower to this warrior over five episodes.
Come on! Wallflower to warrior.
I've never done that.
By the way, with Mr. Warrior.
With Mr. Warrior?
Yeah. Episode 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, right in the middle. I thought it was the end. But I thought it was going to end with a wedding. There's two more episodes, you numpty. What's wrong with you? So anyway, so this plane is one of those island hopping planes, which happens a lot, doesn't it? So you, I've been on a couple, but I've never been on a holiday that requires island hopping.
Yeah.
To get to these small runs, you have to take smaller planes because the runways are so small.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're on like a little plane, but we have a, I mean, it's horrific, the plane crash stuff. If you're scared of flying. I mean, it's not good to watch.
And they have to, don't they, on TV and in the movies.
Yeah.
If there is a traumatic plane scene, there has to be a big warning, doesn't there, beforehand for people who suffer from a nervous disposition.
Really?
Oh, yeah, massive. Huge, huge, huge. Really important. And your character is scared of flying anyway. Well, this isn't going to kill or cure.
Well, I'm also, I can't swim. I'm scared of heights. I'm scared of spiders.
Is this your character or you?
May.
So you're scared of flying as well?
I'm scared of everything, Chris. And I took this job and then I took it on one episode.
Right.
I'd read one episode, which was the plane crash, and I thought, I can deal with that.
Okay.
Then suddenly I'm in the water for four episodes.
You nearly swore then.
No, you didn't.
Yes, you did. I could tell.
I said, your mouth
was going one way, your brain was going the other way.
You know me so well. For four episodes, I'm in the water and I can't swim.
Right.
And also, like, jumping off cliffs. But I've conquered some fears.
Good
for
you.
I have. I'm pleased I did it. It's really action-packed and so different from anything I've done
before. It's great. It's so cool. It's like a movie, but it's 6 1-hours. 5 1-hours now.
Yeah.
And so you and your sister... You're going to go island hopping the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on holiday. You're on a fly and flop holiday somewhere.
Yeah.
Like a 5-star retreat or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't get on the plane. And there's this... I mean, this cliffhanger's almost straight from the off here.
Yeah.
Why hasn't she got on the plane? What the heck happened there? You say something to her over dinner. We don't get to hear what that is.
Not till later.
Not in the first 3 episodes. I can tell you that. That's for sure. And then... there's a thing back home, isn't there? Because your character's husband, partner?
Yeah.
He was... we've got to be careful what we say here now.
I know, there's all kinds of spoilers alert, isn't
there? It's brilliant,
though. There's so many twists and turns. And then also once I'm on the island, the survivors of the plane crash, there's all kinds of suspicions going on. And my character is immediately... suspicious of people, and there's a baby involved. I mean, it was mad. We filmed it in Greece, not in Fiji, but it was amazing.
Yeah, I was going to say people love you to be in their stuff, whether it's on the West End stage, whether it's movies, whether it's TV shows, whatever, whether it's recording songs, you know, people love you. They desperately want to work with you. How do you get a Sheridan to say yes? Does it have to involve a tropical island?
Chris, you're so nice to me, you know. That's not the case.
Well, it seems to be the case seems like, looks like, sounds like. That seems to be the case.
But you know what? It was actually going to be filmed in South Africa and I was doing Shirley Valentine at the time, and the whole story of Shirley Valentine is that she wants to go to Greece, and then it suddenly turned into we were filming in Greece. So I finished, I did 2 shows of Shirley Valentine on the Saturday, started filming in Greece 10 o'clock Sunday morning.
Right, how long did you stay there for?
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
But I took my son, which was amazing.
Okay, so how far away was the island from the mainland? Or was it an island? Or was it a bit of the mainland?
Yeah, well, we did two weeks in Athens for all the kind of plane stuff, which is in studios and stuff, and then we drove 5 hours through the mountains into this, like, remote kind of place they found.
Right.
And yeah, it was an incredible
location. So film studios in Athens, you don't hear about that very often. Was it a film? Like, do they have a film industry over there?
Do you know what? Their crew, I have to say, I've never seen a crew work that hard in that heat.
Right.
I mean, we had so many scenes like on cliff edges and so rocky, you know, and they were looking things up in that boiling heat and not moaning, you know. They wouldn't have that here. they were incredible. They were the best crew. And I'd go back there in a second. It was just such a nice job.
Big up for the Greek film industry, Vassos.
Yeah,
Vassos is
no
Greek.
Idea.
Yes, come on, Vassos. I made so many friends as well out there. So, and they were great with my son because they all looked after him while I was on set.
I knew that we're great as a race. I knew we were great with kids, absolutely.
Yeah.
But they're not moaning, lugging stuff up on a cliff and in the heat. Not so much.
They were amazing, honestly, the best. I really, really, really enjoyed working them.
So there weren't any spiders?
And not just spiders, there were scorpions.
Oh,
come
what?
On.
I know, it was no. Like being like, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. It was literally like doing a... Well, I don't know, I would never do that because that's my idea of hell, but it was not far off that.
So you had to face all of them, all your fears.
All my fears.
So if you're scared of spiders, are you automatically scared of scorpions then?
I don't know. I mean, I was laid on the ground with them, and one of the actors.
Were they stunt scorpions or just scorpions?
No, they were just scorpions.
So they weren't employed by the film company.
No.
You were on their patch, were you?
We were on their patch, nice. To be honest. And one of the actors was like, "Excuse me." Sorry, there is a scorpion here. Is anyone going to move it? And nobody moved it. Like, no one listened to us. They were just like, you'll find them around.
Scorpion off.
Yeah, scorpion off. Stop being an actor.
But some scorpions aren't deadly, are they?
No, I think they were fine.
Yeah, because some are, Molly. Some aren't. I mean, I presume the one at the beginning of the James Bond film.
Yeah,
was,
that one, because...
Otherwise, what's the point in the bet?
Yeah.
And it was little. They were little as well. I mean, I'm talking like I'm being...
Cute scorpions.
Really... I'm talking like I'm being so Lara Croft here, and I wasn't.
How big were the spiders?
The spiders were pretty big. The worst thing for me was I couldn't go underwater without holding my nose.
Right.
So I had to have loads of like lessons with all the stunt team because I spend most of my time in the water, like, you know, diving under.
It's very impressive.
At one point, I'm having to open my eyes and be screaming underwater. So, I mean, I conquered a few fears, which is good.
Yeah,
which
that
is
underwater
good.
Shot where... Again, we've got to be careful because we don't spoil it for anyone.
No spoilers,
that is very... So that was you. You
that
were
was
under...
me. Oh, yeah,
was that in the tank or was that in the sea?
No, that was in the sea.
In the sea.
Oh, wow.
Blimey.
Yeah, I know. So I
well
did
done.
Conquer a few.
Round of applause.
You're so cute.
Control room round of applause. Come on, she's overcoming her fears.
She's overcoming.
I love Tilly's. Tilly's jumping up and down is the best.
Amazing.
So wasted on radio, isn't it? All right, so any bumps in the road with filming other than the ones you expected because of all your phobias? Do you have so many phobias you have to check them in at the airport?
Do you know, I keep doing things. I'm like, Shirley Valentine was like a one-woman show. I was like, I'll never do a one-woman show. No, don't keep doing the clap because I'm getting embarrassed.
Of course, for not doing it.
Stop now, right? I'm not even going to speak. I am getting so embarrassed.
Our Streets book club went to see you in Shirley Valentine and came back raving about it.
Oh,
so
that's
congratulations.
So nice. Thank you. I daren't say anything now because it sounds like I'm blowing my own trumpet. But
you're never like that, though.
Yeah, because no, you're getting shy.
But you're so...
I'm actually hiding.
Listen, we blow our own trumpet every day and we don't really even have a trumpet.
Yeah, but we've got lots of
hot air, but we don't really have... You are amazing at everything that you do. You're brilliant.
I like a challenge.
You're a brilliant actress. You're an amazing singer. You've got such energy. You've got such depth. You know, and a lot of stuff comes with that depth, but that's why people love to watch you and love to work with you.
Thank you, Chris.
So awesome. Sheridan, you're an awesome performer.
You're such a nice person. You've always had my back, and I really appreciate it.
But everybody thinks the same about you. Well, everybody I know thinks the same about you.
But thank you.
No, you
that
don't.
That means the world.
But you're not your own biggest critic. You're just not your own biggest fan. It's different,
no,
isn't it?
No. I've got that kind of imposter syndrome-y thing.
Hang on a minute. Back the truck up. I heard from a very, very clever head person, right, that anybody who's any good, anybody who's ever been any good ever at anything has to have imposter syndrome.
Really?
Yeah, otherwise it's... Yeah, of course. Absolutely, because when you're so good at something that basically the rest of the world isn't, then clearly you're going to feel like you're an imposter.
And I think there's a lot of good actors out there. I'm not that.
No, but
I mean, I'm not Einstein.
I think they also... I think any people... Apparently, if you don't...
Oh, but that is nice.
Apparently, if you don't... Because it's such a natural thing to think.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you don't, like, I think you're a psychopath. I think it's literally, yeah, well, that means you're a psychopath.
You know, you do work with some people. And
let's not name any names.
No, I'm not naming any names.
It's Christmas, everyone.
Yay! No, no.
Happy Christmas. You've just been cancelled.
No,
yours,
no, no.
Sheridan Smith. Good luck with everything else. You're going to need it.
I wasn't going to say anything nasty, but sometimes people go, smash that take. I smash that. And I think I would do 5,000 takes and still never think I smashed it.
Yeah.
You know, so I just think maybe they just have a better way of covering it.
No, but I think they really do think that on the set, but that's their ego saying that. And then when they get back, they feel like an imposter
again.
Maybe
we all feel the same.
Yeah,
we all feel
so.
The same.
I think so.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, what else can we say about this? Sheridan Smith, The Castaways, all episodes available on Paramount Plus on Boxing Day. Well, I'm going to have to wait. This is unfair.
Right.
Because I've seen three. I'm not going to have to wait to Boxing Day for the other two.
I've got the secret link to the other two.
You got the secret code?
I've got the secret code. I'm going to send you it.
Well, no, I had the secret everything.
Well, you should have everything.
I had the secret everything up to three episodes. Because they know, people know, they know Paramount Plus. I can't help myself. If I know so. If I know something, and there's lots of daring do. There's a couple of people really not to like in this, isn't there? In the show.
There's a lot of characters.
So far. As an episode three person.
Who are you suspicious of?
What?
Who are you suspicious of? All of them. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't want to spoil it for anyone.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
What do you think, Sinead? Do you agree?
Same. Same.
Yeah. Really?
Sorry, Vass, you've seen it as well?
Yeah. How many
episodes have you seen?
One. I'm not allowed to see any more because I was watching on the iPad with my wife, who then had to go and do something else. She says, don't you dare watch episode two without me.
Oh!
I've got a confession.
What?
Oh, I don't know how to say this in front of you, Sheridan.
Go on, confess.
I watched the second half of episode three at 1.5 playback speed because I was really late for bed. But it still...
That's fine.
But it still worked.
But the fact that you
look like an even faster swimmer.
Did I look really good?
Yeah.
Oh, I look like...
And when they were hiding from the baddies, it was like a really quick game of hide and seek.
I love it. You confess to that.
You got to fess up, man.
But like, it's the worst thing in the world.
The worst thing in the world.
Oh, I love you.
It is the
fact
worst.
You even watched them, I'm amazed. So thank you.
Right. You're gearing up for something else, aren't you, on the stage? Was it March?
I am, yeah.
What's this?
March, yeah. So Castaways is Boxing Day. And then January, I start rehearsals for a new show called Opening Night, which is with a new musical by Rufus Wainwright.
Right.
And do you know Ivo van Hove, who's like this amazing director?
I'd like to say yes. I'm not going to lie. Sorry.
And he's directing it, and it's a brand new musical. Did you ever see the film? You're going to say no again. I know you are.
Go on.
Opening Night, which was in the 70s with Gina Rowland.
Yes, I did. Yes.
You did.
Yes, I did.
Did you genuinely?
No.
No. I know you so well now. Anyway, it's that on stage with music.
Can't wait.
Targeting tickets.
So how far are you in rehearsals for that?
I don't start till January, so I'm sure I'm going
to
come back.
So you don't have to worry
back.
About it. You don't have to worry about it.
I'll come back.
Okay, but you have nothing to professionally to fret about over Christmas.
Well, I'm having singing lessons for it.
You're having singing... Why do you... What, because of the different phrasing? Because you're playing a certain character? Or...
Well, yeah, and it's very high.
Because if you need singing lessons, God help the rest of us.
No, but it's...
You got to go higher.
It's really high. And Rufus Wainwright's music's really
so you're gonna go,
quite tricky.
So what is your range at the moment, can I say?
Barry White.
Okay, so you got to go...
I've got to go super high.
Super high.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you play any instruments?
A little bit of guitar, but not much, no.
Yeah, I'm saying. I've had a piano since 1996, and it was tuned for the first time ever on Friday. It's made all the difference.
Has it?
Yeah,
can you play piano?
No, but it plays itself.
It plays itself?
It's one of those pianolas.
Oh, so can you have parties that just like, and it plays songs?
Yeah. 100%.
Oh my gosh, please.
And
can
also,
I come?
Also, I'm just inviting myself, what it can do.
Yeah.
Is if you get someone around who can play, it can record them playing and then it plays them back. And it obviously it hits the keys as well. But it won't be a replication of them. It'll be a direct recording of them. So I have a friend of mine, Tony, who's no longer with us, who came around and played our piano.
Oh.
And Tony can still play the piano.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it's
so
actually
amazing.
Him playing. And there's a couple of bum notes. He does a couple of special things in there. And it's him. So Tony plays the piano every year in our house still. How cool is that?
Oh, look at me getting the most. That's so nice.
Yeah,
isn't that nice for you too?
The last 20 years he's been out of tune. Well, let me tell you, it wasn't his fault, the bloke told me on Friday. It was my fault. How much to tune a piano? 1 hour. Guy comes round. Honestly, literally partially sighted, the whole thing. No electronics. He has a tuning fork and it goes on his head. Do you know about that one? It goes on his head like a Madonna mic, but it be so he can so it vibrates in his ears because
right
that helps apparently. How much tune piano? The guy was off the chain good. How much? Including him getting there and everything. What do you think?
£70.
£90. I thought it was all right. I thought it'd be like
£90. That's okay, isn't it? Because £70 is
well. It's I mean, how much is a haircut?
Plumber?
You know, and this is a guy who's like. You know, he's been in it for forever. He has some great stories. I can't remember any of them, but they were great. I was so beguiled and bewitched by him, spellbound by him. Do you know what I mean? One of those people who's like, oh, God, you're amazing.
Wow, just fascinating.
Yeah, and also, you know, you're tuning people's pianos. You're welcoming them into their homes. And I think, I'm not going to say always, but generally I think happy homes probably have pianos, you know.
Oh, I would love a piano.
Have you not got a piano?
No.
Don't get a piano. You're going, going up north-ish for Christmas, aren't you? We've got to be careful.
Yeah.
Because I say we go up north, but we don't really. We go up middle. Because Manchester's Liverpool, it's middle, isn't it?
Well, I'm Yorkshire, so I am.
No, you're not, because this is the whole of Scotland. How do you think Scotland feel about that?
Oh, yeah, no, that is north.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. Yeah, we can't.
And there's the North Pole. If you keep on going, there's Greenland, there's Iceland, there's the North Pole.
I've never thought of it like
that. There's Alaska. And like, there's you, Doncaster. Where is you, Doncaster?
We're going all the way up north.
Yeah. I don't know what time zone it is up there. You know what the time difference is, about 20 years. Anyway.
I'm going to Newcastle after the show next year. I'm doing an ITV drama in Newcastle now. That is
See,
north.
See, you're so booked up. You are booked ahead, aren't you? You have to turn loads of stuff down, you do. I know you do.
Wow.
You do. So you got the West End from March, and then you got... When does that finish?
That finishes July, end of July.
And then...
And two days later, I start in Newcastle.
Till when?
That's 3 months in Newcastle.
So you're done. 2024 is done, isn't it? You were done, aren't you?
Yeah, this time next year I'll get a holiday.
I love you.
I literally love you.
Yeah,
love you. You know, you are so genuinely kind and so warm to me every time I come to see you. And I love coming to see you.
This too will pass.
I've got it on my wrist.
I know you have.
Oh.
Remember from last time. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Look after yourself.
Thank you, I will.
You're a very
Chris.
Special person.
I will, you are special. And thank you for having me on. I love your show, I love your listeners, and I love you.
When they said you were coming on, I've been looking forward to it ever since that moment, and I really mean that. The Castaways, all episodes available on Paramount Plus on Boxing Day, starring the one, the only, Sharon Smith!
Down to the class! I've gone so red.
Love the 80s? Then you'll love Virgin Radio 80s Plus.
Chris Evans. Love the 80s.
Over on Virgin Radio.
80s Plus.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.